Morning Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Look, I'm back, everybody. No, it's real. It's not an illusion. Don't adjust your set. Telling the truth every day just to scare the hell out of liberals. We're back at it today, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Prince Harry returns to the royal funeral of his grandfather, but Miss Meghan nowhere to be found. You think at some point he thinks maybe he made a mistake, he's got buyer's remorse? I'm thinking that's a possibility. Number two, the U.S. government says 90 million Americans have now been vaccinated and another 50 million have contracted COVID-19. Millions more have had it without knowing it. We'll talk about the numbers. And number one, I've just returned from the free state of Florida. Yeah, there it is. The free state of Florida, a place where citizens move about freely, conduct themselves as adults, deciding what's best for them. Masks, no masks, vaccine, no vaccine. They've got it all covered in Florida. And it seems to be going quite well, actually. Let me report to you that Florida's doing fine while other states, Michigan, Minnesota, and others, surging cases and problems. I guess following science took them down a path that was ineffective and hopeless. Let me tell you about Florida. Compare and contrast, if you will, the fact that in Florida, the restaurants were full. Shopping centers, well, the beaches were packed. I mean, going to Fort Myers Beach, you go over this causeway, over this bridge, right? If you didn't get on that route by about 9 in the morning, you were going to sit in traffic all day. That was the deal. You were going to sit in traffic all day long. Thankfully, we got some advice to get over there early, which we did. And the place was thriving, thriving. Ron DeSantis, as governor of the state of Florida, is doing everything right. The place is booming. People are out. Restaurants are thriving. The economy is thriving. And more importantly, people. People are thriving. Wear a mask? No problem. If that's what you think you need to do, don't wear a mask. That's fine, too. Restaurants, good ones, two-hour waiting list every night. In fact, one place we went. Place called the Boathouse in Cape Coral. We got in line, we get up there, and they say, yep, we're not taking any more names on the list. Well, why is that? Well, our waiting list exceeds the time that the kitchen's actually going to be open. On a weeknight. Now, I realize it's spring break, and there's a big boom going on, a lot of great things happening as far as people coming in and going out. But then you look north to Michigan and Minnesota and you realize things are not going so swimmingly well. In fact, they're going disastrously. Disastrously, while they follow the science. While they follow the science up north, it's all falling apart. Now, how could that be? I mean, after all, we've been told for a year now how Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats have this all figured out. They've got it all dialed in. And yet Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and other governors of red states have taken a completely different approach, an approach that means opening businesses, allowing adults to conduct themselves like, well, adults, has had better outcomes. Every day I read about businesses that have closed permanently in my home state of Michigan. I'm going to do some of those stories here a little bit later today. Businesses that have tried their level best to get it done, and yet the requirements from the state for limited capacity or for protocols or for keeping track of the coronavirus have destroyed their ability to compete. And by the way, brand new studies out now. For all the people that keep telling you, well, we've got to disinfect the restaurant, we've got to disinfect the bathrooms, we got to disinfect the office space. The amount of transmission documented in a big new comprehensive study of people touching a contaminated surface and contracting the COVID-19 illness, less than 1 in 10,000. This whole idea that you have to go in and sterilize and sanitize entire businesses and tables and restaurants and so on and so forth. It's almost meaningless, according to new studies. Almost meaningless. Meanwhile, look at the mask mandates. I believe it was July the 13th that was put into effect in Michigan. Requirements to wear masks in all these different places. And yet here we are in the middle of the fourth surge. A fourth surge, and not just here. It's all across Europe. Well, it's the variants. It's these variants. The variants should be no more powerful than the original. So let's go through this math. You've got 90 million Americans now that have been vaccinated. 4.5 million were vaccinated on Saturday. A new all-time single day high. Great. If you want the vaccine, you can go get it. Most places now, if you're 16 or older, you can go get it. And it's had little effect. Think about this. 90 million people vaccinated. Somewhere around 50 million people that have been known to have had the illness here in the United States. You add to that another 50 million of those that have had it but were asymptomatic. That would be the belief. That would be the assumption made by medical professionals. You're at 190 million people out of 330 million that have had the illness. And yet, we're in the middle of this huge spike again. It makes you think that maybe a virus spreads the way a virus spreads, and there's not a heck of a lot you can do about it. But you can destroy your economy if you'd like. You can shut down your state and put people out of business permanently. Meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden and his administration wanting to spend trillions of dollars to create, well, they claim 19 million jobs. Of course, that was destroyed yesterday. We'll get to that coming up. Pete Buttigieg admitting, well, he might have been dishonest about the number of jobs created, more like 2 million jobs for $2 trillion. The cost per job, well, astronomical. I have an idea. Keep taxes low, keep government interference at a minimum, and you will have jobs. I know because I've just witnessed it in Florida. I have just witnessed what it's like to keep your economy open and to trust people to be adults. And guess what? Left to their own devices, people are pretty good about looking after themselves and their loved ones to make sure they are safe and taken care of. They're not exposing people needlessly. They're not putting people at risk needlessly. They actually are following the science. And the science says the virus is going to spread. And guess what? We're going to have viruses and infectious disease in the general population for the rest of my life and yours. So here's your choice. Live in fear or live free like an American. Conduct yourself like an American. Act like an adult and live your life and support the businesses and keep things moving. Or you can live in fear and watch everything kind of disintegrate around you. It's your choice. Well, at least in Florida, it was our choice. Good to be back. Good to see you. I'm glad we're back together. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something. The donning of the school uniform, the pep assemblies, homecoming, playing games they love in front of family and friends. Things you won't find anywhere else in youth sports. Show your support for the kids by heading out to a high school game in your community soon. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.